We are joined by Zelda Matebulo, a woman who is very passionate about helping families build better money habits. And today we unpack how to create financially smart children. Zelda, welcome to Rise. I think maybe let's start with why you think so many African families still today avoid talking about money with their kids.
I think it's a matter of them being embarrassed. What will my kids say if they know that I don't have money? Mm. How will the family think of me thinking that I'm a provider, but actually I'm failing to provide for my family? So that is the main reason why most parents don't actually discuss finances with their children, the embarrassment of it.
But how do we then get over that embarrassment? Because I think, you know, it's very important for us to speak to our children about money literacy, especially knowing that they're going to grow up and become people who handle money one day.
Whenever I have a couple, for consultations, I always advise them that it's best you become very upfront with your children regarding your financial situation. Mm-hmm. Because the more you hide it, the more you get into debt, the more your marriage starts to fall apart. If you're a single parent, you now drown into depression alone, thinking that I am unable to do this. So it is very important that from a very young age, for example, like myself, my son is turning 5 this coming November. Every time we go to the mall, he doesn't pull that crying drama thingy that usually kids do, because I do tell him, cancel today, I don't have enough money to buy things for you. Yeah. So I'll be buying things for Yami because he needs them since he's still little. So we have that communication between me and him. So I started teaching him about when to know if I have money and when to know when I don't have money since last year. And this has been helping a lot because he knows that if he's asking for a cake, I tell him I don't have money now, I'll have money month end or next week, and then I'll get you the cake that you want. And once I do have that money, I make sure that I fulfill the promise that I made to him. Remember that kids do not forget what you teach them.
Mm, absolutely.
So I always make sure that I fulfill that certain promise.
Yeah.
And if I have extra money, then I also teach him how to become a future gentleman. If I do have extra money, I do surprise him with a little bit that I have to make sure that he does know that if you do have extra money, you will get me something. But if there is no money, then there is nothing that I will get for that certain time.
Mm. And at what age would you say we should realistically start teaching our children about money?
I think, with my son, I'll refer to my son a lot in this conversation. With my son, I saw that he is now starting to become a person of his own from the end of last year after he turned 4. So okay. From the ages of 4, I think it's best that you start communicating with your children, teach them when to ask for things, when to receive things, and how to actually ask for those things. Because if they do not know how to ask, it means that they will demand for those things. And then you'll have pressure. And if you have pressure, it means that you now create unrealistic thinking around them that, you know what, whenever I ask for something, mama is going to give it to me. So if you start talking to them when they are still young and you speak to them about budgeting, remember when they hit the ages of 5, 6, they now start to go to grade 1. So if you start early, you'll be able to ensure that your child takes future decisions that are relevant into money literacy, into saving and all of that.
Maybe just before we let you go, Zelda, give us some easy, everyday ways parents can start teaching their kids how to save and manage money.
The best thing that us as parents can do for our children, especially those that are in the ages of 8, 9, because now they are very much aware of what money is and how to count it, get them a certain small business that they can do amongst their school or their friends and the community. Maybe like selling sweets. And then with that, you give them a startup money, you go buy the stock for them. And after taking that stock to them, they start selling, they must come back to you with a profit that they have made from that certain stock. Mm-hmm. So in that way, they will start becoming more responsible for the money, and they will know that if I want to buy myself some Nike sneakers. I need to save up using the business that Mama has started for me. So if we can do like that as parents, it is going to help us along in the, a lot in the long run in terms of creating entrepreneurship in our children's mind to ensure that as they grow up, they do understand that, okay, I will get a degree, but at the end of the day, with the salary that I get from having a degree, it will not actually solve the current problem that I have financially or the future problems that I will encounter financially, such as rent, as mortgages, as your car financing and all of that. So once they grow up with this entrepreneurial skills, gosh, I keep on missing this word, they get to understand that it does. They get to understand that as they grow up, they need to start small businesses, which will in turn give them a profitable amount, which they can add into their expenses. And hopefully, who knows, one of these young kids can become a financial coach like myself, have their own company and manage their own finances.
Look, you're absolutely right. And I think especially with the economy that we're living in right now, where it has become more essential for a person to kind of start their own thing, to create employment, because there's so much unemployment. I think these are such wonderful ideas, Zelda. Thank you so much for coming onto the show. Where can people get you on our socials?
On social media, we are Kenzo Consultancy _NKH. Facebook is just straightforward, Kenzo Consultancy. I am Zelda Matebula, Zelda Manyovu, it's a lot. But just search for Zelda, and if you find me, you will find the financial wellness information on most of my pages. So do that. Use info@kenzoconsultancy.co.za if you have a query that you want to send by email. If you want to contact me, you can do a direct call on 071-582-4984, or you can also send a text on WhatsApp. So be on the lookout on social media. Go look for Zelda. You'll find my poster that says that I'm live with you guys every Monday for this month of September. So if you need any information, if you need assistance with debt management, if you need assistance starting up a business, it's a new service that we're introducing in my company. If you want to become someone who becomes financially literate, I help people start up their businesses. So you can just contact me and then I'll assist you with that.
All right. Thank you so much for coming onto the show. And, you know, let's raise financially smart children. Thank you, Zelda.
Thank you so much.
It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. Let us know on 072-885-7702 at Rise FM 943. Growing up, did your family openly speak to you about finances? Let us know. Good morning.